Welcome back to our podcast, The Timmy Dotson Show. Today, Jason and I will be discussing the negative effects of Fidel Castro and communism on Cuba. For those of you not well informed on Fidel Castro and communism, here's a little backstory. Fidel Castro's exposure to politics began in 1945 when he entered the School of Law of the University of Havana. At the university, Castro focused on his potential political career and even participated in riots and revolts against Dominican Republic and Colombian leaders. When Castro graduated, he joined a Cuban reformist group called the Ortodoxos and would represent them as their candidate for the House of Representatives. Unfortunately for Castro, Fulgencio Batista canceled the scheduled elections as he took over as Cuba's new dictator.
Unhappy with Batista's new dictatorship, Castro set up unsuccessful revolts against Batista, which led to him being sentenced to prison for 15 years. After only 2 years in jail, Castro was released and continued his plot to overthrow Batista. With the help of about 800 men and the use of guerrilla warfare tactics, Castro forced Batista to flee the country on January 1st, 1959. Castro would take over as head of the government and held all political power.
Castro gained the support of the Cuban people through his promises to ensure their rights, but once he became dictator, his promises fell through. Castro exercised his power as dictator to control all aspects of the Cuban people's lives, and those who opposed Castro's rule were killed or imprisoned. Newspapers opposing Castro were closed down, and there were no new elections held for public office. Castro began incorporating communism in his rule by limiting the amount of land one could own, eliminating private businesses, and controlling housing and consumer goods.
Castro's leading styles led to a struggle in the economy of Cuba. The country's main export, cane sugar, was not elevating in exports, which brought economic struggles. The economy of Cuba suffered because it was heavily dependent on exports of cane sugar. And without growth, Cuba could not support a growing population. This factor, as well as many others caused by Fidel Castro, led to the immigration of many Cubans into the United States. The struggle to industrialize also did not help Cuban economy and forced Castro to rely heavily on trade with the Soviet Union.
Castro's policies were not beneficial to the middle or high class of Cuba, which forced many of these people to leave the country. Only 3 years after Castro had taken control of the government from Batista, 250,000 out of Cuba's 6 million population had left the country due to the rule of Castro. While many of the Cubans remaining in the country supported Castro, outside countries viewed Castro as a ruthless leader as he tried and executed his former opponents connected to Batista's rule. This support of Castro was largely because of his use of propaganda and control of news outlets in Cuba. Castro restricted anything that opposed his ruling tactics, therefore, the people of Cuba did not see anything in the news that said his ruling was wrong, so they never saw the negative effects.
Castro Castro and his communist rule over Cuba led to many negative effects for the country. Cuban population decreased because many middle and high-class citizens felt betrayed because of the new policies. The economy struggled without the growth of their exports of cane sugar and their lack of industrialization. The citizens were not able to introduce laws that may be beneficial for the country because elections were not permitted by Castro. Castro's rule was not entirely awful, but it had a negative effect on Cuba. Please come back next week to the Timmy Dodson Show and tune in to our episode on the struggles of the St. Louis Blues as Timmy gives his take on why the Blues are facing so many problems and how they can fix them.